Well, I'm here just to give a little update. I don't want to steal the mayor's thunder next week at the Economic Outlook Conference, but just here to share some information about development in Bryan, and that's kind of my area. So
how is the development economically of the city of Bryan then?
Well, we've got the year-end numbers again for 2015.
Yeah, we shared those with the mayor yesterday. From the city of College
news.
Station.
Oh, okay, College
Station. So it'll be interesting to hear.
Well,
we're
always having to compare. Right?
Oh, sure, there's a little friendly competition between the two cities.
Well, total valuation, I think I heard that a little bit of that segment, but $258 million total valuation for the city of Bryan. I think it was pretty comparable. I don't know what the College Station number was. You remember?
No, I don't off the top of my head. Do you have the total population?
Population, no. We're not.
Okay.
Well, we're 82 to 83,000.
Okay. And I think they had 105 College Station. So
it's
close.
Yeah. No, but we've had almost 100% increase over between years. Now, a couple of commercial projects can make a big difference. And, of course, our school district's building, all kinds of things right now. So all that contributes to the value of construction right now. But anyway, we've had an increase in our single-family residential, particularly in the what we call mid-range, from 2,200 square feet to 3,000.
Okay.
We've had an increase on that. And that's what we've been really promoting through our Builders Incentive Program.
Okay.
And Frank Clark's done a great job doing that. He's on staff at the City of Bryan, but working directly with home builders. We have a ton of new home builders coming to Bryan and building homes, and that's exactly what the program was envisioned to do. So,
with that in mind, with the economic development being what it is, you guys are working on a comprehensive plan as well to kind of stretch that out. So how's it look going forward?
Well, thank you for bringing that up. Many people gloss over when they hear comprehensive plan, but it truly is. The word is what it is. It's really taking a very, very big picture look at the city over a 20-year period. And we're about halfway through the process of preparing that plan.
Okay.
We've got a great committee, advisory committee called CPAC, the Comprehensive Plan Advisory Committee, and they've got monthly meetings through the end of May, and then we'll be presenting to our city council a draft plan in July. You're still getting input from the, not just from the committee, but from the community as a whole. We really want to make sure we get all sectors of the community including the Hispanic community, which is one of the largest growing sectors of our community, of course. And we'll have some public meetings coming back for more information later, but in April we'll have some other citywide public meetings where everybody could come to a public meeting and hear sort of the preliminary plan. But this comprehensive plan includes a major overhaul of our parks and recreation plan. People in Bryan have put a lot of value on updating our parks.
Oh, absolutely.
But also including some new amenities. And then also we're doing a special plan around Blinn College on the west side. And that's a really exciting catalyst for new growth on the west side. So it's got some nuances that are different, but really we're excited about it.
Yeah, there are some problems there, but they're good problems to have.
And absolutely.
It's all about growth in this case. We're visiting with Joey Dunn from the city of Bryan with that 30,000-foot view now of the city with the comprehensive plan. Let's get down a little closer, and you're talking about wellness districts.
Well, I appreciate you asking about that, too. We adopted a plan last year in partnership with the St. Joseph's Regional Health Center. They, as you all know, they're expanding. They're doing a lot of things to add facilities to the existing hospital there in the middle of our city. So we are working together. We have actually a committee that's been meeting to talk about how to implement this plan. All the elements are there. We've got a very strong regional pull for medical services that we don't have to create. We have age-restricted residential in the surrounding area where people want to be near medical services. And we're really trying to really encourage more what we call infill growth.
Okay.
That means vacant lots or underutilized buildings that might need to be just torn down and rebuilt and
start over.
And then we have Blinn in the mix there too, because they have two campuses. And that campus there, they're talking about other elements that really could all fit together in terms of health and wellness. But we want to create something, and a wellness element is different than just coming and going to the hospital if you have a catastrophic problem.
Right.
It's about promoting wellness in our community and really building a healthy environment where people can come and have recreation, or maybe there's a wellness center. Those are all the ideas are out there, and we're working again with developers, landowners, and St. Joseph's on that.
And we'll move into the one final thing before we sit down and figure out what's going on with the city of Bryan, specifically date-wise and stuff, with our friend Gina. We're visiting with Joey Dunn from the city of Bryan. Downtown Bryan, back when I moved here in 98, mm-hmm. was less than a great place to be. And it has slowly and surely become a lot more bohemian, fun place to go, at just a very interesting downtown community that's developing. And you guys are trying to roll that farther north. Now, now there's some development, but what are we looking at for now the north part of downtown Bryan?
Well, you know, the master plan that was adopted in 2001 was around that time when you mentioned it.
It's when they very first started.
We've got a 15-year window right now that some major things have happened. Everybody knows if you've been here that long, you've seen what's happened.
Oh, yeah.
And up till now, it's really been about preserving, really doing some cool things with the old buildings. This next phase, we call it phase, but the next really frontier or whatever, the north end, is about actually building new.
Because there's nothing down there.
In 2016, we have five blocks on the north end that are slated for redevelopment. And that's including the Ice House. Again, that's an iconic building at the end of the Main Street. That's including the old Kimball Feed building. We're excited to work with Chris Lawrence and his group on a major redevelopment there. And that's a five-story, multi-use type of two-block development. That's going to have a huge impact. But again, we're not talking about just two projects. We're talking potentially about four projects over five blocks that, again, how to say potentially, they're definitely going to be going up this year. So we're very excited about that. The city acquired assembled land in 2007. That was great.
Specifically, what is assembled land?
Well, we actually went out and bought property. And, you know, we didn't do it by condemnation. We didn't go out and, you know, we paid market value. But we, what we call assembled property, you know, you got a postage stamp lot here and there. You put them together. You remove obstacles. You add infrastructure. You take down old substandard structures. That makes it appealing for a developer to come in and say, I want to buy this or I want to develop this property.
Okay.
And now the downtown's really taken off. People see that value. And we've got local investors now, not just out of town. We have some out of town, too, but mostly local investment in redeveloping these blocks. And it's just going to add a whole new element. Over 100 residential units.
I think one of the
will be in the north end.
With that being said, though, I think probably then the first question is, what's parking going to be like in downtown if you're putting that many heads in beds?
Well, the great news about the we'll call it the Jordan Center, but that's Chris Lawrence's development. It will include a parking garage with it.
Okay.
But we're going to continue to need to build additional what we call satellite parking, so little lots here and there, potentially more structured parking in the future. So that's still going to be an issue regardless, you know,
it's an older downtown setup.
Right. But again, the North End is going to be such a new thing. And of course, the arts and culture element mixed in and some open space in the middle, you know, a park.
Park type space.
Yeah. So it's a really exciting time. But people are really going to see some major change in 2016.
Where will the park be located?
Well, right now, we've got some blocks in what we call in the middle, but between Bryan Avenue and Main Street.
Okay.
And really, it's just kind of set up to be, you know, some green space. Now, maybe not all of it, but, you know.
A mini Central Park, as
right.
it were?
I mean, there's Sail Park on the south end, which is really a nice urban park. You know, I call it urban park. It's not very large in terms of land area.
It's got a little water feature in it,
too. Yeah, so that could happen on the north end as well. That's what we're hoping we can achieve in the future as well.